Ladies and gentlemen, now welcome to a very, very special episode of everybody's favorite podcast, hashtag I'm with Bozo. I am your host for this evening, and tonight I'm accompanied by Mr. 300 and Mr. First two-time hashtag I'm a Bozo champion ever, Eric Zaleski.
Woo! Here we go, G. What up, man?
Welcome, what up, baby?
Welcome and thank you for having me one more time, 3 weeks in a row.
Yes, sir.
Coming out on top once again. We all knew what was going to happen. It was all predicted. Everybody knew it, that Igor would fold like a whatever the fucking saying is, who knows,
wet burrito,
cheap suit, whatever it is. And he buckled under the pressure.
He sure did. First and foremost, EZ, congrats on a great season.
Thank you.
You did a lot of good things. A lot of us called it once you made some of those trades that you were the scariest team moving forward, and it became apparent that was an accurate statement.
Surprisingly, you know, though, with there was some controversy with the last trade, you know, with CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper, and
we'll get to it.
CeeDee Lamb did not perform, so yeah, we'll get into it.
Obviously, we're always friends before we're rivals. Give me a little rundown. I know you've been on the last few weeks, so just give me the last week, I guess, of how EZ's life's been.
Yeah. Well, Happy New Year.
Yeah, you as well. Happy New Year.
We talked before for New Year. Had a good time. Had Duncan and Allie over, ringing the New Year with the McRae family.
Nice.
So that was fun. Made for a long Saturday.
Yep.
So I think not much accomplished. And outside of that, work is good. Back to it. So everybody's kind of getting the back of the swing of things after the holidays. And before, I think we spoke last time, I ended up ripping up my kitchen floor. And so we're redoing the kitchen. So I've been kind of on start and stop with that project. So I had to rip up the floor. We're getting ready. We just got the flooring in today. So this weekend we'll be putting in a new floor. Ripped out some cabinets. We'll be putting in new cabinets. So little home projects and home improvements. Nice. You know, the tool man.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got here. Help from neighbor Al over there, EZ? Or
well, so you always say the neighbor Al, but it's the neighbor Wilson, right? That's what it is.
From Don't Be Dennis Menace?
That's Mr. Wilson.
Wait, but the guy from Home Improvement wasn't Al?
That was his partner in the show.
That was
his sidekick. He was the guy that like ended up hosting Family.
Yeah, okay.
Al sidekick. Is it Al Borland or is it Al Bundy? Somebody different. But Al Borland. But it's
Wilson. It's neighbor Wilson.
Wilson's the neighbor, and you never see his face, and he's always staying correct, right? Always giving tips.
Got
and
that Fisher hat on.
Yeah.
Keeping Tim in line.
Yeah, that's right.
Tight. It sounds like everything's going well last week. On my end for New Year's, I went up to Snub's Knob, went snowboarding.
Oh, you did?
With my boy Derek, his fiance, and Danielle.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. Hadn't been on a snowboard in 16 years.
I feel you. So we have – so not to cut you off, I want to get
you're good.
Is so we have a trip planned to go to Boyne in February. And wait, I haven't snowboarded. I still have my board and bindings and boots and all that stuff. But same thing, I haven't done it in
might
about
be a little short.
16 years. So how'd you do?
I mean, I did great. I only fell twice, and it wasn't even on the first like five runs. Well, maybe the first like three, I did fine. Dude, it's like riding a bike, dude. Once you get the feel of like being on your toes and your heels and learning how to carve and like you know how to do it, like it's all in the hips, man. If you're starting to feel yourself floating, just kick your hips out and give it a nice carve. You'll be all right.
Yeah. I mean, how adventurous were you getting? Were you hitting rails? Like, were you? Like,
no,
you
know, I would hit rails or anything.
I could never hit a jump and then like get onto a rail, right? The small ones that are like 2 feet high.
Yeah.
And then you can just, you know, go into it and do that, or like the boxes.
Ride up on the box rails. Yeah, we didn't really do any of that. We kind of
were just cruising.
Yeah, we were just cruising. I went down, I think, a couple, like, blue, like, so it was, like, kind of intermediate, pretty fast stuff. I was like, dang.
Yeah.
There was a few times where I, like, was going to the side and, like, that, like, got some, like, man-made little, like, kickers on, like, the side of, like, by some trees. Yeah. So I would, like, go to the side and, like, hit those little ones and, like, get some speed. Nothing, like, crazy. But it was fun, dude. I would definitely do it again. I mean, I'm already looking at getting a new snowboard, so.
Yeah, it is fun, right? And but I think the last time I went, I was cruising, and then, yeah, I tried to do the whole, like you were saying, right? I was carving in and out, and I think at the time I was this was 16 years ago, so my ex-girlfriend, and we were racing down the mountain, and I turned around to look to see where she was at, and I, like, when I turned back, my edge, my front edge clipped, and I went right down, and then I could hear all the kids on the chairlift going,
ooh, that hurt.
Embarrassing. I mean, I couldn't breathe, knocked the wind out of myself, so I was just laying there, like, moaning, like,
Last time I snowboarded was the same night. So me and Eric Gordon went out and did two completely different activities and broke our arms the same
night.
Same dominant hand.
Really?
His right arm, mine was my left. Basically almost in the same spot.
What were you guys doing?
I was snowboarding.
At Mount Bright?
And he was, I believe, roller skating at Rollerama, I think.
He would be a roller skating guy.
Little fruit booter.
Remember, well, we always had to go to, like, Howell when we were a kid. And, like, that was, like, one of the...
Yeah, celebration thing or whatever. Celebration
Yeah. Like, Rollerama. You know, just, like, fly around that ring and roller blades or roller skates or whatever. Yeah.
That was fun back in the day.
Yeah.
And, well, sounds like life's going good for both of us, obviously. Let's get down to what everybody tunes in for. That's the fantasy footballing. Obviously, we just got done with the championship, and I'm sitting here with my boy EZ because he ran it and shipped the Dotty Peppers. Let's talk about a few key moments in the regular season that helped you get into the playoffs.
Well, and we talked about this earlier, and I think there's a few huge Survivor fans, and I think kind of go off the basis of outwit, outplay,
I love it.
Outlast, right? So there's a few things that all, like, contribute to the W and how we got there. One, it's luck. It's all luck. And it's who,
I mean,
you, 'cause
you don't get to pick your schedule. No one dictates your schedule. So,
no,
like,
no. Hey, I had to play who was in front of me and ended up coming on the other side of the victory. But outwit, I think there's a couple different moves that I've made, especially at the end during the playoffs, of picking up St. Brown was a huge pickup. I don't think anyone, of course, he was on waivers. No one saw that coming, and he put up a total of 60 points in the last 2 weeks. And the other is the defense, and we've talked about it before, and I think that's, you know, another thing we'll talk about as rule changes is the defense the last 2 weeks got me 35 points total. So that's two big moves, of the outwit there.
Definitely. I mean, obviously no one saw St. Brown.
You know, the week before, I think it was C. Rogers week. I think he had 10 targets or 11 targets with an offense, you know, pretty stagnant or a stale offense. And I think that's the same time that DeAndre Hopkins really went down. So I needed to make a choice. I needed to make a move and rolled the dice and picked the right guy there.
Yeah, 100%. Looking back, your wide receiving crew is completely different from what I'm looking back in week 10. I'm just looking back at your season right now. Week 10, you had Jerry Jeudy, Jarvis Landry, and obviously Devonta Adams, but came a long way, obviously. Team looks a lot different than it started, obviously, with all the key trades that you made. How hard was it for you with the whole tight end dilemma each week? Give me your thoughts on basically what your mindset was on who to pick, because that's tough with three.
Yeah. And so I Rye Dog and I traded, I think it was Zach Ertz for Robinson out of Chicago, Allen Robinson. And at that point I had Dalton Schultz, and before that I had traded the guy from Las Vegas. I forget his name right off the top of my head.
I can look up all your trades right now. So you traded, let's see, you had a ton of trades. Let's see, you traded Joe Mixon and Devontae Smith, and you got DeAndre Hopkins and James White.
Yes, from Kevin, I think. But I traded Corey, the Raiders tight end, and I ended up getting some guy from Green Bay who never played, or he was out.
I thought that got vetoed.
It did not. No, and we said this last time that we talked about it. It's okay. Because it was a Thursday night game.
Yeah, yeah.
And Igor.
It was actually a blockbuster trade.
Yeah, it was huge. Well, I got Patrick Mahomes.
You traded Herbert and Darren Waller and got Mahomes, Allen Robinson, and Troyon.
Yes, which benefited Corey the most. And then he ended up making his moves the way that he did.
Oops.
Well, I think, he wasn't that bad.
He made the playoffs, didn't he?
No, he did not.
He got shunned. Yeah. So, oops. So then, you got Zach Ertz from Rye Dog after that for Allen Robinson. So then at the time you had Zach Ertz, Schultz.
Yeah, which I got lucky on just picking up Schultz. It was just like, all right, who has the most targets? Picked him up. And then it was just really between the two, they're essentially the same player. It's just all hoping for a touchdown at that point. They're right around the same mark. And then at the end, when I had five tight ends, and it was just all a strategic move to block C-Raj.
You owe Kevin dinner, bro.
I owe Kevin.
Apparently. He traded you Carson Wentz for Teddy Bridgewater. He traded you James Conner for Chris Carson. And then he traded you Amari Cooper for CeeDee Lamb.
Right.
those three guys had a huge impact on you winning.
Well, yeah. And James Conner, he had Chase Edmonds at the time. So he was the main back. And
so that had a lot to go into it then.
So because I think he got Chase Edmonds from Corey.
Mm-hmm.
And so then James Conner
got him from me after I dropped back.
Well, he was the second back, and no one knew that, of course he had a couple red zone touchdowns, but he wasn't getting any yardage. And Chris Carson was supposed to come back. And at the time, I mean, he was a top – before he went out, he was a top running back.
Right.
And he was supposed to come back. And then I had him, and it was like neck injury. And then they just sat him the rest of the year. It was always he's ready to play this week. He's ready to play this week. And then it would be the day of on Sunday, like he's out.
Hate that. They did that with Kyler Murray too this year. Pissed me off.
Well, they were doing that with James Conner here at the end too. And it was like, all right, he's practicing. And then I was just like, just please go out. Cause then I would have to pick between the two and splitting time. And then you just got to flip the coin of who's going to score the touchdown.
Right. They both were very good at vulturing those.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you're setting yourself up here. You made some big moves, obviously. And they obviously panned out. So coming down to the last few weeks of the season, you had a tough schedule. Give me the old mindset for the last few weeks, the playoff push that needs to be for Eric's team.
Yeah. No, I'm glad it's over because I was sitting there stressed out. I think I stood in front of the TV on Sunday for 8 hours straight watching, clicking between – because I have red zone or not red zone, but I have that. And then the NFL package. So it's like I'm flipping in between every single game, in between commercials and going back and forth, yelling at the TV, punching the couch, like just going crazy. Because right. Just and that's been like that for the last 3 weeks. And it's I think it's all been really lucky. Once again, going up against C-Raj, it was Tom Brady had 4 points. Like, if he goes off and has a normal game, that's so different. That's a huge difference. And then with Duncan, he doesn't have Kelsey and another player that went out. So that's two of his main players out. And then with Igor, you know, did he limp in and had a great run?
Yeah, he played against two guys that had COVID issues prior.
Yeah, the week prior, and we saw went, right? I mean, the week before you scored 200 and something points, and then last week me and you were within a tenth of a point of each other.
That would have been the craziest championship, dude. I'd have been so mad.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So actually what I was looking at was like the gauntlet you had to go through basically at the end of the season starting. We all talk about Eric Gordon's run that he had to go on to get to the playoffs and ultimately what he did to get to second place. It kind of puts what you had to do on like the shadows, because starting at week 11, you had Rydog, who was top tier team. Then you played Fiddle My Kittle, who was at the time making a run, who just missed out squeaking into the playoffs, which you only barely beat him. You beat him by six. Then you played me, which obviously I ended up getting third. Very tough matchup that was. I walked away with a dub. Week 14, you played the Brady Bunch, who was also in the playoffs. Victory for Brady Bunch. Very tough.
Yeah.
Week 15. That was the finals. So you played the last 4 or 5 weeks, you played 4 or 5 teams that were in the playoffs, and you still were able to survive.
Yeah, I mean, it was an up and down year. Started off very slow. I had to make a bunch of moves, and that's why I did. I didn't feel, in hindsight, if I would have kept my team as it was when I drafted it. A couple moves, of course, but I would have had Joe Mixon. Essentially I would have had the same receiving core kind of, cause I had Amari Cooper when I drafted him, and then I would have had to fill in another spot because Devontae is the best fantasy player like I've ever had. And like, I've had him several times and I just love having him on my team. But I ended up trading Herbert, who ends up being more points scorer than Mahomes. And uh-oh. I would have had Mixon in there instead of Connor or Edmonds.
Okay.
So yeah, started off slow, had to make some moves, and then kind of rode a couple game winning streak, and just some of the games I think I beat BB and Brett by a quarter of a point. And there was like a lot of close games. And I mean, just got, once again, it goes down to luck where I was just on the other side of it.
Yeah, it's funny because I'm looking at, so I like that it updates after the championship and everything, and it puts everybody at their position and where they're at after the playoffs, which goes to my point of the whole bottom feeder thing. Didn't technically finish now because of the consolation playoffs. He finished the regular season in last, which I guess I almost forgot wanted to talk about this on the ballot, which I forgot to put onto the ballot, but we'll get to that later as well. Yeah. But you and Igor, your records were 8-6 and you both finished first and second.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like, we talked about it. Wild. Maybe there's a 1-2 curse, or that 5-6 spot is the sweet spot. I don't know. I don't know why or what, or
seems to be the case. That's where I was when I won last year. I was 6. I mean, you were in what,
6 spot?
4.
When I won it before, I was in the 8th spot when we had eight
teams. Yeah, that was tight.
8 teams going into it. So I had to take out number 1 and number 3.
That was when we had 12 teams though, didn't we?
Yeah, we've always had 12 teams.
Oh yeah. Oops.
Oops.
But yeah, so obviously you're coming off a championship. You just got back from the parade. How was that? What city was it held in?
It was right in Livonia, Michigan, on Bennett Street.
Right on Bennett Street. You closed it down from end to end and had the floats out, had the teams out, popping some bubbly.
I saw Duncan close his window shades when I he was throwing candy. He was throwing candy back at me. Yeah, yeah. No. It was cool. I mean, it was definitely exciting. On Sunday, there was like really, at one point, it was a really close match. And then going into Monday night, after Devontae Adams had 35 points, kind of knew it was over, kind of lost the luster a little bit. Obviously, you know, Big Ben's not going to score 40 something points. Like, was there any possibility? No.
I mean, there was. Had he thrown like five touchdowns?
He would have to play a perfect game and throw five touchdowns and go for 400 yards. And the guy can't throw anymore. So
easy. He threw a touchdown.
Yeah. He had 8 points, total point. He had 8 points.
Yep. So, still won the game.
Still
Hall of Famer.
That's true. I think he's got 2 Super Bowls.
Yep. And he was rookie of the year or offensive rookie of the year in like 04 or something.
Shit. It said he played for like 16 years.
Bulls or something.
16 years. That's a long time.
Dude, be crushing it. I'm excited to see what they're gonna do. They don't.
Last time you went snowboarding, he was a rookie.
Yeah, right. They don't. Yeah, that was about right. Yeah, 2004, my freshman year. Yeah. Damn. I'm excited to see what they do. I mean, they don't have too much cap room to like make a trade to get a quarterback. So like, I don't know what they do. Like Garoppolo, maybe Russell Wilson. I don't know.
Well, yeah, you're a big Steelers guy, right?
Yeah, and like. Big Ben's gone, so, I mean, we have Dwayne Haskins, and I still think they have, Duck Mallard or whatever his name is.
The guy that got hit in the head with Garrett's helmet.
Yeah, I think they still have him. I'm not sure, though. But they need to do something. I don't necessarily know if this is the year.
Duck Hodge?
Duck Hodge. Yeah. I don't know if they need to necessarily draft a quarterback this year. I mean, I know they're gonna have an okay pick. I think they're projected like 10th or 12th or something. I don't know. They still have an outside shot to make the playoffs this year, which is insane. They need the Bucks to lose this week, and they got to win, and they're in. It's insane.
Well,
I also heard on the radio this morning that
the Bucks in the NFC and the Steelers in AFC.
But the Bucks are playing. I thought it was the Bucks. The Bucks are playing somebody. I forgot. Maybe it wasn't the Bucks. Maybe it was somebody else. I forgot. I thought they said Jacksonville had to beat Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Whoever Jacksonville's playing. I think
the Colts, I think.
Yeah, and Pittsburgh has to win their game for them to make it, which is obviously a long shot, but could happen.
Yeah. Yep. Anything could happen any given Sunday.
Yep. Adidas taught me that. For those of you that are avid listeners, or those of you that are not of this great show, do me a huge favor and give us a follow on Spotify at hashtag I'm Bozo or on Apple Podcasts for anywhere that you get your podcasts. We are streaming, I think, on 6 or 7 different platforms now at this point. I appreciate everybody that chimes in every week. And we do have one more special episode coming in after this. It will be we did a preseason thing with the commish, so we're going to do a postseason thing as well, just to give us a little rundown recap this year, what to look forward to next year. That leads me right into it, EZ. What is the future of Eric's team? Obviously, you're coming off the championship. You're probably not worried about too much of next year. I mean, we do have a deadline to get our keepers in. Looking back, you kept Chase Edmonds and Jonathan Taylor this year, obviously two running backs.
I did not. Those are not my keepers.
Well, I guess maybe you didn't keep Chase Edmonds. Somebody did, but you kept Jonathan Taylor this past year.
Correct.
And then you must have traded one of your other keepers, because the only two keepers I show on your team right now are Edmonds and Taylor. So if he wasn't yours, you got rid of your other one.
Yeah, it was Justin Herbert. It was my keeper last year, and I got the 15th round or whatever that was. Yeah.
So what are we looking for moving forward?
I think it goes, depends on the draft order, of course. Taylor is definitely up there, the number one running back, of course.
Because you got him in the second round, third round?
Originally, this was 2 years ago, or last year in the fourth round.
So he'd be
then this was my keeper this year. So he's automatic first rounder.
Ooh.
So it depends on the draft order.
Well, I guess it depends. I was going to say, who was your first round pick this year? Davante Adams?
Yes.
So you can't keep them both?
No. Ooh. No, I cannot.
That's what happened to me last year with Dalvin Cook and a couple other guys.
Yeah, but I picked up Cam Akers. He was not drafted. So
that's a big one.
That could be part of the outplay.
Yeah. Yeah. Or even the outwit part. That falls under outwit too, because you kept him all out and you still won.
I didn't keep him all year. I picked him up around like week 13, somewhere around there.
I thought you drafted.
Because no, did not keep him. And, you know, there was speculation of him coming back, and there's a possibility he might play this coming week. And he was just sitting there and is like, all right, well, he's the number one, was going to be the number one for the Rams.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a free keep. So that's probably one of them. And then depends on that draft order for, you know, is it going to be Taylor? Could it be Adams or whatever? So
that leads me right into it. For those that do pay, every year we do a randomized, going to be called hashtag I'm with Bozo draft extravaganza. And my buddy, Eric Thorpe, shout out to you. I know you're one of the avid listeners of this station. He developed a machine called the BAMP, the blowing air machine for fantasy football. And it is basically an old Absol Pure machine turned into a lottery machine. And we put all of our names on ping pong balls. And I do a live extravaganza from his basement. And we do the draft order prior to when are due. So then that way we can build our teams knowing where we're going to draft. And then we can keep our players knowing where we're going to draft, which is, I think, something that's very different and sets this league apart, which is sweet. So I will try to do something on the podcast for that, but normally that's done on my Facebook, which a lot of you people are my Facebook friends on here, so you guys could be able to tune into that as well. Just to see where all your favorite Bozos will be drafted next year. Speaking of next year, so obviously, you guys have heard of a lot of rule changes that have gone on in this league halfway through the season. The Bozo Commish doesn't know what he's doing, blah, blah, blah. Changes stuff to benefit himself, whatever it is, whatever it is. So this year, being the voice, the people for this league, I took it upon myself to create a hashtag I'm with Bozo committee. Now, that is a group of people that love the integrity of this league, have a lot of say in what goes on in this league, and pay attention to this league very well. Throughout the whole season, we have came up with ideas and suggestions for next season, and have been placed on the commissioner's desk as of Monday of this week. And it sounds like, from the feedback I'm getting, majority of them seem like they're a go to be on the ballot to vote on. We need to get a little bit more clarification on one of them, but I appreciate everybody that gave me their input throughout the season. And it wasn't easy to come up with the ideas, obviously, because it's trying to keep 12 Bozo boys happy. How do you feel we did on the whole ballot thing, committee, coming up with an idea? Obviously, yes, easy for those that are paying attention, but give me your rundown on how that
forward. Yeah, I mean, I think it's some good ideas from several different people that, you know, pay a lot of attention into the league, and I think it makes it better. And that's what we've done every year. We've had rules and have voted on things to evolve the league and to make it better. So as long as it just moves forward, I mean, we all joke around and give Igor shit for some of the things that happens. But I mean, at the end of the day, you know, it's not probably easy to be in that position at all times dealing with. Yeah. No, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I think I lost you. Oh, there
you
he
hear
is.
Me now?
I think I can. You got your Boost Mobile on?
Yeah. I forgot to pay. I just had to pay the bill online real quick.
We always all give Igor a bunch of shit, but
yeah, it is tough, right? And understandably so. It's you know, he's got to make a split decision with everybody, and there's a lot of money that's involved, and everybody wants to put themselves in the best position to win. And yeah, I think the rules will make the league better and open to change, and I think we all are.
Yeah, I agree. Obviously, ended up putting the final touches on it all. I agree with majority of the stuff that's on here. I mean, I don't know about all of it. I don't want
to go into. Do you have one that you really like, and do you have one that you really dislike?
I mean, the one I really like is the either the Fab money being real money and slash the highest points winning money each week. Because I had never been a part of that before, and yeah. I was a part of it in two leagues this year. And it just made every week so much cooler. It like made me, it made, I mean, I know we all pay attention to each other's matchups pretty much for the most part, but like not all the time. And it would make us do that more. Like, cause if I'm going to be the highest, like if I'm like, oh, I'm at like 160 and I still got two players to go on Monday. And like, oh, this person's at, you know, 157 and they got this guy going. And it's like, it just puts a whole another thing on top of it, which makes it awesome. So like, that's my super favorite one.
And I agree. Yeah, I agree with you too. I mean, even if somebody is in last place, they still have an opportunity to win something.
Right. Because like, yeah, if you even like for Sarko, like, yeah, he played majority of everybody like their best weeks. But like, I'm sure there was a week or two where his team did do well in some of the weeks.
Oh, he won.
Maybe had a chance to win some extra money there that he couldn't have.
He like set a record one week. He had like a 230 points or something.
Right. See, he would have got that, you know, in my league, the other league, he would have got a fat 25 piece. I'm not even talking that much. So.
Yeah. And that's what we were messaging, you know, the other day was, you know, how much do they, you get paid, right? If we, everybody, if that Fab is real money, you know, that's $100 per person.
So what, was, see, so what I was thinking.
$1,200 in the pool. So why not more than 25? And that's all something we'll vote on.
Exactly. And that's part of what Eric was actually asking me about today, about that rule specifically. It was like, I need more explanation on how it's being real and the, you know, the logistics of it. And that's kind of it. But also what I was thinking was like,
well, we threw it out there earlier in the year to up the stakes in the FIDA or whatever.
The FAB.
The entry fee. And we talked about that as hey, we want to raise it to this number. And some people were like, no way. Like, I don't want to do it. You know, Igor changes too many rules, all this kind of stuff. So maybe it is a way to raise it and have something else to play for, if that makes sense.
I agree. It does. And what I meant by like the Fab money being like the money is the money that people spend on, I know this has nothing to do with it, but like the free agents. So like, say somebody spent $20 on a free agent and they picked them up.
Yeah.
Like that would be $20 towards that week. And then like, say it was somebody else with like eight, you know, whatever. So whatever somebody spent, like the total amount spent for everybody that used free agency could be what they win that week. Or it could just be a straight, you know, per week, you know, you got the pool thing, like you said, be like $70 a week, which would probably put, you know, would make it, that's another thing that has to go into it, is not making it too much more on the ante increase, because it's already a pretty substantial league. But I know we're not opposed to making it, to putting in more money, to winning more money and making it better. So like, we would have to up the ante, but we would just have to figure out how much, basically. I mean, I guess it'd be,
well, like I just said, I mean,
$1,200 divided by 12 people, that's another $100 person. Mm-hmm. I mean,
sure.
You know,
that's up to everybody as a group collectively. And it's, you know, I was one that said, hey, can we increase it? And maybe that's the way of the increase. Who knows, right? And so it goes to vote.
Yeah, that's. I can't wait to see it. I mean, I hope our torches don't get snuffed too many times on what we got on the ballot. I think they're all pretty good. Maybe the 2 weeks championship thing. I'm not the biggest fan of that, just because it's like, you made it there, put up, shut up. Like, I know the whole COVID thing and injury thing, and five weeks and whatever.
Then you would have to adjust it like to go a week ahead, because just say week 17 now or week 18.
Week 18 comes into play now. It would have to.
Well, but like, I mean, Rodgers is going to sit probably, or could, you know, the teams that have the number one locked in are probably not playing the full game. So I guess there goes more strategy into that.
Right.
And who knows? I don't love it. Maybe just because it's change, and change is different. And
right. Change can be good at times.
Yeah. Right. I mean, it could be more fun of like, maybe for the championship, and Igor would have been completely out, obviously. And then maybe he still has a fighting chance to go on one more week. I don't know. I have to think about it.
Yep. And that's the That's the beauty of doing it, is we got time to think about it. So I'm excited for that. I haven't
already moved back. Did you see that? Party got moved back.
Yeah, of course.
What do you think? I mean, are you scared of COVID? Have you had it? You're not worried about it?
I mean,
would you go to the party with any concerns?
Nah. I wouldn't go to the party, or I wouldn't have any concerns going to the party.
Yeah.
I would go.
I respect those that do, and they'll obviously go according to whatever the plan is, but
same. And I'm fine with that. I do have my vaccine. I haven't been boosted yet. So yeah. But I mean, I don't know.
No,
the way everything's shifting and everything, I mean, I feel like I need to go get it, but
I don't know. You feel like shit the next day. I mean, I felt like shit after my second one.
Same.
But I was hungover, so.
Well, yeah, I didn't help.
I got it on Thursday at bowling, and the day before bowling. And throughout that whole day, I just felt it like as bowling was going on. Game one felt good. Game two, I was like, I'm not really feeling that great. Game three, I'm like, I feel like shit, but I just kept having beers. And
Is that when you bowled the 300?
No.
That'd be wild.
That would have been.
It's funny. You're a two-time I'm with Bozo champ. You're Mr. 300, but you know what you're not?
I know.
Mr. World Series champion.
Yeah. I'm more about the individual accolades.
So. Yeah, we know. You're not a team guy. We know.
How many tournament MVPs, how many all tourneys, all that kind of stuff. All that shit.
Yeah. Bowling strikes from shortstop.
That's probably why I got the 300.
Yep. You got that motion. Most of the ocean, baby.
So funny. I hope one of you guys do it. It's so funny. It's like surreal. And then everyone's calling you Mr. 300.
Yeah. Speaking of, you do get a nice fat ring. Huh? It was a sanctioned tournament or sanctioned league. You got it in, obviously.
I got it in. I just got
fantastic.
It was cool.
You gonna sign up for the USBC and go some cash tourneys?
Dude, I bowl once a week, and it's just to get out of the house and get a buzz on.
Hey. Well, you're really good at it, apparently.
I guess, just so we're lucky. But I've had a lucky year.
Could be a mix of both.
That's true. True.
So, with obviously the ballot in the horizon, the future of the league, what are you thinking? You excited
for the future of the league?
Yep.
Yeah, of course. I think it's. I think we've all talked about it on this podcast. This is our favorite league. It's the most interactive. It's the most shit talking. It's the most active league. So I'm super excited. And then obviously to show up as two-time champ and see who can take the crown. Now I'm going for back to back. Let's see if that can happen.
I was so close, man. I was so close. I know. Ty, I agree. The real hot heater question of the evening. In my eyes, which this was not on the outline, do you think Paul will be back in the league next season as the manager of Hot Chub Time Machine?
So I think actually Paul, like he fit in with the group. I mean, he would throw some zingers out there and he'd say some funny shit. I think just after knowing they're not in the playoffs, I think everything, the steam kind of died down.
He didn't even accept the invite to be on the podcast.
Yeah. So he's out, unfortunately. So I think Brett is onto a new strategy, onto a new manager. So excited to see that. Hopefully they can bring a little bit more stability to their team than what Brett did or BB did.
Hashtag bring Ely back.
Take you to
the promised land. I don't know. He might not have time.
He's busy working out.
His new endeavors. Yeah, he's got new endeavors. Go follow his
bodybuilding.
Yep. His YouTube.
Yeah, I could do the bodybuilding if it wasn't for the whole, like, you have to eat clean all the time. Because I like going to the gym.
I don't know if I can do the whole Speedo thing. I don't have the hips for it.
Well, that's why you got to work out.
Yeah.
He's in the gym.
Practice 14, my poses.
14 times a day. He's
doing eat chicken pun 36 times a week.
You still get that?
No, I haven't got it in a while. I did get it for like a solid 2.5 months.
Yeah, it's good. Months. I mean, just because it's easy.
Really good.
It's expensive.
Yeah, well, it wasn't so much that it was expensive. I just got tired of eating chicken all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I like it. It's good, but I wish I could do like a half order or like a quarter. Give me a quarter barrel or something.
Yeah. You got to like break it out like every other day.
Yeah. Or like every other day.
Yeah. Every other day.
Okay. So now, well, there's no predictions anymore as the season's over. So there's no more top six. There's no more predicting who's going to win. EZ took us all to the shed. I mean, I guess I did beat the champ twice this year in the regular season. You're lucky you didn't get to see me in the playoffs, even though I would have lost by 0.10. So we'll just get right to it. Everybody else's favorite segment of the show is the hashtag I'm with Bozo Lock of the Week. For those that follow along, we are in the state of Michigan, the great state of Michigan, I was going to say. And we are allowed to legally bet on sports, and that is what we do. Our group text is literally hashtag bet with KG, because he brings the fire locks normally. It's been a pretty good spell for the lock the last few weeks. Trying to get it pulled up. Where did it go? Did I lose it? I might have lost it. No. But nonetheless, there it is, the official predictions / lock sheet that I need to do a little catching up on. EZ, last week you took Indy -6.5, which I haven't looked.
They lost the game outright.
They lost the game outright. Didn't hit. Igor took Philly -3, which I believe hit. I'm pretty sure they took care of Washington by 3.
They won by 4, so yes, they covered.
Perfect. So then the I'm with Bozo parlay that Igor talked about was Philly -3 and Pitt -3. Which did indeed hit as well. I wonder if he put the 2 Igor units on it that he said he was gonna.
Nice little $400 payday.
Nice little ripskies. Igor, I hope you're listening. I hope you did that. But now it's time to get to Mr. The Champ is here. I meant to do that in the beginning when I introduced you. Let's hear the easy hashtag I'm with Bozo championship lock of the week.
So I think I'm 1 for 4 and had the opportunity to be on 4 times. And I think I'm 1 for 4. So I don't know if this is the lock of the week or you just bet against everything I say. That's probably the latter and go with that. But I'm going to go with the Los Angeles Chargers -3 over the Las Vegas Raiders. I think they're both playing for a playoff spot. I just think the Chargers are the better squad.
So it's funny that you say something that you picked or that you picked this game, because I was listening intently on my drive into work today on 97.1 The Ticket. Mm-hmm. And there is a scenario that I don't know if it has to do with the Chiefs. I think if the Chiefs lose, both of these teams can make the playoffs if they tie.
I don't know about the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs are already clinched.
But it's something. There's something going on that where if I think a team either loses or wins, I have to double check. But they could literally just kneel every play, and they would both make the playoffs. How would you feel about that? Like, give me your take on that.
Out of the respect of sportsmanship, I think that'd be bullshit.
Because, like Herm Edwards said, you play to win the game.
True, right? Right? Have you ever gone into, and you've played high school sports, college sports, probably, or at least you could have been a college athlete.
Played and college baseball for 2 years.
And then where'd you play, Washington?
Yep.
Nice. Obviously a bunch of softball. Have you ever gone out there to do bad?
No.
You've probably not as – I've seen you maybe not try as hard as you can, but easy. You never go out there and you try to lose. You never do. So I don't think – especially with these type of athletes that – all they are is, I think what takes you to that next level is how competitive you are and you're willing to do anything to win.
I think they want to earn their way in. You know what I'm saying?
I think so too. Or maybe they don't want to play against that team that they just played. Who knows? Maybe they just don't want to.
I mean,
see
they are
that.
Division rivals.
Yeah, I'd like to see that, who and how that scenario would break down. Maybe it's the Steelers if they lose.
Somebody I forgot who it was. They were talking.
Can't be the Bucks.
No. See who? Why did I see that? I saw it was like if Jacksonville beats whoever they're playing, which is Indy. We came up with. Yeah, that means Pittsburgh would get in if they win. Jacksonville wins, not the Bucks.
Yo, pork chops just made. I guess today is Wednesday, so waivers do go through. So I saw that he picked up Justin Fields. So that's maybe a keeper. He's tipping his hat.
Oops.
Corey picked up James Robinson today.
I wonder if Justin Fields is even going to be on the Bears.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who knows?
Do you think Aaron Rodgers will go back to Green Bay?
There's been already murmurs of him talking of him and Devontae Adams going to Denver.
I just read that they're going to put the franchise tag on Devontae.
Oh, that would suck. Dang, there are some people in the free agency that could be solid keepers. Interesting. Oh, there's your boy, CJ Ozuma.
You just start picking up and dropping players like
that. I mean, there's like two guys on here that I would potentially pick up. But if they got drafted, it would be where they got drafted, right? Not that I'd pick them up as a free agent. I'd just keep them as my keeper for my last round.
Well, yeah, for sure. But I'm just saying, if you picked up somebody who was 10th round or later, who maybe was on an IR or
TJ Hockenson, DeAndre Hopkins.
I mean, right? But I mean, DeAndre went in the second round.
I would have to keep him in the second round even though he's free agent because he got drafted last year there.
Correct. But
right,
I mean,
which makes sense.
Well, that's why I picked up Cam Akers when I saw him and I'm like, oh shit, no one drafted him. So. Could be a starting running back for next year in the 16th round.
No one drafted him because he was hurt prior to the season. Yeah.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. I see. Someone should have just drafted him in the last fucking round. Just null and void that. Well, that's a good overall we got. I like it.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Well, looking forward to everything. I'm excited to see where the league goes. Easy. Give me the old championship sound off for the boys.
Great season. It was a lot of fun. One more time. It's obviously a lot of action, a lot of trades, a lot of moves, a lot of shit talking, a lot of laughs, a lot of good times. So thank you for everyone in the league for a good time and appreciate it. And look forward to seeing everyone at the party.
Right on, right on. Same here, everybody. I appreciate you guys, all of you taking time out of your busy schedules this season to sit down with me in the circus tent, sit in my hot seat and answer all the hot heater questions I got from the fans all around the world, even in our backyards, everybody. It's so much fun. I appreciate it. We will be coming at you live next week with the season recap with the commish. And until then, ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you next time.
See you.